the image fades to another, and in the split second of overlap, the face of a 26-year-old Siri appears, superimposed on the older woman's features.
Marin, I am pregnant. I'm so glad. You've been gone 5 weeks now, and I miss you. 10 years you'll be gone. More than that.
Marin, why didn't you think to invite me to go with you? I could not have gone, but I would have loved it if you had just invited me.
But I'm pregnant, Marin. The doctors say that it will be a boy.
I will tell him about you, my love. Perhaps someday you and he will sail in the archipelago and listen to the songs of the sea folk, as you and I have done these past few weeks. Perhaps you'll understand them by then.
Marin, I miss you. Please hurry back.
The holographic image shimmers and shifts. The 16-year-old girl is red-faced. Her long hair cascades over bare shoulders and a white nightgown. She speaks in a rush, racing tears.
Shipman Marin Aspic, I'm sorry about your friend. I really am. But you left without even saying goodbye. I had such plans about how you would help us. How you and I... You didn't even say goodbye. I don't care what happens to you. I hope you go back to your stinking, crowded hegemony hives and rot for all I care. In fact, Marin Aspic, I wouldn't want to see you again, even if they paid me. Goodbye!
She turns her back before the projection fades. It is dark in the tomb now, but the audio continues for a second. There is a soft chuckle and Siri's voice. I cannot tell the age. Comes one last time. Adieu, Marin. Adieu. Adieu, I say, and thumb the disc key off. The crowd parts as I emerge, blinking from the tomb. My poor timing has ruined the drama of the event, and now the smile on my face incites angry whispers. Loudspeakers carry the rhetoric of the official ceremony, even to our hilltop.
"Beginning a new era of cooperation," echoes the rich voice of the ambassador.
I set the box on the grass and remove the hawking mat. The crowd presses forward to see as I unroll the carpet. The tapestry is faded, but the flight threads gleam like new copper. I sit in the center of the mat and slide the heavy box on behind me.
"And more will follow until space and time will cease to be obstacles."
The crowd moves back as I tap the flight design, and the hawking mat rises 4 meters into the air. Now I can see beyond the roof of the tomb. The islands are returning to form the equatorial archipelago. I can see them, hundreds of them, borne up out of the hungry south by gentle winds.
"So it is with great pleasure that I close this circuit and welcome you, the colony of Maui Covenant, into the community of the hegemony of man."
The thin thread of the ceremonial comm laser pulses to the zenith. There is a pattering of applause, and the band begins playing. I squint skyward, just in time to see a new star being born. Part of me knew to the microsecond what had just occurred. For a few microseconds, the Farcaster had been functional. For a few microseconds, time and space had ceased to be obstacles. Then the massive tidal pull of the artificial singularity triggered the thermite charge I had placed on the outer containment sphere. That tiny explosion had not been visible, but a second later, the expanding Schwarzschild radius is eating its shell, swallowing 36,000 tons of fragile dodecahedron, and growing quickly to gobble several thousand kilometers of space around it. And that is visible, magnificently visible, as a miniature nova flares whitely in the clear blue sky. The band stops playing. People scream and run for cover. There is no reason to. There is a burst of X-rays tunneling out as the Farcaster continues to collapse into itself, but not enough to cause harm through Maui Covenant's generous atmosphere. A second streak of plasma becomes visible as the Los Angeles puts more distance between itself and the rapidly decaying little black hole. The winds rise, and the seas are choppier. There will be strange tides tonight. I want to say something profound, but I can think of nothing. Besides, the crowd is in no mood to listen. I tell myself that I can hear some cheers mixed in with the screams and shouts. I tap at the flight designs, and the hawking mat speeds out over the cliff and above the harbor. A Thomas Hawk lazing on midday thermals flaps in panic at my approach. "Let them come!" I shout at the fleeing hawk. "Let them come! I'll be 35 and not alone, and let them come if they dare!" I drop my fist and laugh. The wind is blowing my hair and cooling the sweat on my chest and arms. Cooler now, I take a sighting and set my course for the most distant of the aisles. I look forward to meeting the others. Even more, I look forward to talking to the sea folk and telling them that it is time for the shark to come at last to the seas of Maui Covenant. Later, when the battles are won and the world is theirs, I will tell them about her. I will sing to them of Ceres.